If you are a parent trying to find a school for your kid in 2024, then chances are you've tried using the education department's portal, according to recent reports and also some messages to us here. There have been some issues so far. More than 67,000 parents have been able to complete the applications. Bronner Hammond speaks for the Western Cape Education Department. I guess every year we have a flood of applicants for the next academic year. I don't see anything different from what many people have experienced last year, Bron, but what is the update? Are people able to register and make applications? There is that 14th of April deadline before schools can start considering the applications for the next academic year. Good morning.
Good morning, Lester. Yes, no, certainly we have had a flood of applications, and we do want a flood of applications. We want as many people as possible to apply now so that we've got the data ready to determine what needs we need for the next school year. And that takes planning and building new classrooms and as well as teachers. So we do want everyone that needs to apply for grade 1 and grade 8 next year to do so before the 14th. But yes, certainly we have had over 76,000 now parents who have applied for their children for next year, and that is well on the way to our target of 120,000, which was the number we achieved last year during the same period.
What is the cause of the crash? Simply a flood of people accessing it at the same time or trying to access the site at the same time?
Well, let's be honest, you know, in previous years we did have the website did crash, and that was a major problem for us, especially in the first few days and then coming to the end few days of the application period, where it would, you know, the system would basically be overwhelmed. But we have moved away from that system. That was a national CETA system, and now we've moved on to a provincial system. And we haven't had any downtime in terms of the system crashing. However, you know, it is a new system, so there are some niggles that we've had to resolve, and we do apologize to those that have had to endure those niggles, but we are certainly resolving them case by case. And then there is a backlog in terms of, well, a small backlog now in terms of parents who have forgotten their passwords from previous applications because that information was transferred over. And because of POPIA and just the information that you are putting into our systems, we have to comply with, you need to get that password reset done by an individual. And I think that's where parents feel the frustration and waiting for that reply. But we certainly have reduced the backlog from what we saw last week where we had, you know, thousands of parents trying to all apply at the same time.
Some have raised concerns about mobile compatibility. Many people obviously wouldn't have access to a laptop or a desktop computer, and their cell phones are the means of connecting to the web. Have those issues been resolved?
You know, it's one of the things that we've had to, it's so frustrating for us because the mobile compatibility, if you have your phone horizontal, it looks blank on your screen. But if you, vertical, it looks blank on your screen. But if you turn your phone horizontal, you can actually see the actual, all the buttons and, you know, the actual whole website pops up onto your screen. And such a basic thing, but yes, you know, that is something that, you know, we've had to explain to parents. We put it front and center on our website now. We've done videos and sending out to parents just to turn your phone around. It took me even a while to figure that out. So we do apologize for that, and that is a problem. But we are trying to resolve that as well. But as I said, it just means turning your phone horizontally instead of vertically, and you will get that full screen. And then, of course, you know, we're trying to make it as accessible as possible, you know, for all parents. You know, we do understand that some people aren't tech savvy or do not have access to technology. So we have made available as far as possible 114 centres across the province where you can get assistance to apply, and there's even further more schools that have been opening their doors to help parents as well.
We have 2 minutes. I'll ask 2 questions that have come in from our WhatsApp line. The system swap only happened a few days into the application process, meaning some parents applied on the old system. How does this affect parents who applied first thing on the 13th, i.e. on the old system?
Yes, we've got a 1,000 500 applications that were made on the old system. We do not know how they got onto that system because the system was closed, but we are aware of those applications, and they have been transferred over to the new system.
And then we applied just after the portal opened on the 13th, so probably related to the first question. Mm-hmm. On the 13th, our application indicated that our daughter didn't have a CMIS number. You know what the CMIS number is, the CMIS number. Our application also didn't prompt us to indicate our daughter's previous school attended. Please ask your guest to advise what we can do to ensure that our application has been submitted and will be received by the school to which we applied.
Sure. If that person can give your producer her details, then I can certainly follow up with our team in terms of that specific case.
Bronner, is there a general contact number? Is there a general hotline? Because we'll have a flood of people saying, I also want to be connected to Bronner Hammond. What is the number? What is the detail for people to get in touch? Not with you personally, but with the WCED.
No, there is a provincial number 0861-142-142, and then the best way is to, when you're on the actual application page, on the right hand side, the top right hand side corner, there's a contact us button. If you can please put that, that's going through to a call center. We've got agents that have been working throughout all the holiday periods, all the weekends, to try and help every single parent that writes in. We are getting to resolve all of those cases one by one.
Bronner Hammond, spokesperson for the WCED. What have you been your issues with dealing with the 2024 school application system? I went through the process last year. I was also one of those people who applied literally on the morning when applications open. I can say I've had a largely positive experience. Many people have not, and I'd like you to talk about that experience. 021-446-0567.